Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. As 2017 comes to an end, I've been reflecting upon what went well, where things fell apart, and what needs to change in 2018. Quantity was definitely high. I produced a lot of work, but unfortunately, I have been paying for it this month in terms of low morale, exhaustion, and burnout. I'm honestly asking myself some really deep questions, and in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to talk through some of the thoughts I brought up in this week's issue of my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 124, Questions and Changes. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/124. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/124. By doing so, you'll receive my two latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this? Let's get started. As I exit 2017 and enter 2018, my tank is empty. I'm not even running on fumes. I'm pulled over on the side of the road trying to flag people down. This morning, I sent the state of the company address to my email subscriber list, and I listed all of the accomplishments of the year in terms of numbers. So to break things down, I produced 62 email newsletters, 94 podcast episodes, 84 videos, 8 websites, 6 logos, and 5 college courses and 1 workshop. Now, I don't list all of these things to say how great I am or just, hey, look at me, I did all this work, I must be rolling in cash. I let you know all of this stuff so that I can be 100% real with you. And that's what I was with my email newsletter today, was just talking about what all of these numbers actually meant. Yes, I produced a lot of content this year. The email newsletters and the podcast episodes, those are a labor of love, and I'm not going to stop doing them because I absolutely love doing them. But the numbers that were more interesting was the number of videos produced, because anyone that has produced video knows how much time and effort goes into creating work from concept to completion. And 84 videos is really huge. It's the most I've ever produced at a given time, and 30 of them were done in this quarter alone. With producing a lot of content, I worked as hard as I possibly could. I read a lot of blog posts that say you gotta hustle, you gotta persevere, you gotta have grit. And you know what? I hustled, I persevered, and I pushed on with as much grit as I possibly could. I did all of the things the guru said to do. But in the back of my mind, I kept telling myself that I wasn't doing enough. I had to be doing more. And honestly, it started to really affect the quality of my life. And let's be frankly honest, my bank account and energy reserves was confirming the reality that I wasn't doing enough of the right things. I wasn't doing enough of the smart things. Instead, I was overextending myself. I was pushing myself to my absolute limits, and I burnt out. In terms of content, that's one thing, but another byproduct of all of these numbers is that I wasn't growing as much as I wanted to be. Producing a lot of work without an equal amount of time reflecting upon what worked and what didn't work led to that lack of growth. And so I need more downtime, not for anything other than to reflect upon those things. Because I think about all of the reflection I've been doing this week and how much I've really learned from taking the time to really listen to myself and what's going on. working through these accomplishments also meant that it's time to ask serious questions of myself. The first obvious question, is it time to close down the client-facing side of Chris Martin Studios and get a job? Another question that I'm asking, is this a response to real concerns, or am I just being emotional given the time of year that it is? I know they say don't make big decisions when you're feeling low, but what happens when the lows are more plentiful than the highs? Another honest question that I'm asking is, can I refuel enough by next week to be able to get back up to speed so that I can start reaching out and getting more work? The more questions that I ask, the more I just understand that there are really no easy answers to any of these questions, and they need a lot of time to really work through. But in all of these questions, a stronger reality is present, and that reality is that the path that I am on is unsustainable. Put in another way, what I'm doing isn't enough, and it's never going to be enough, and I'm just going to continue hurting myself if I keep staying on this path. It's amazing what pride can tell me. Pride has kept me pushing hard, saying that, you know what, this time is going to be different. I've said that so many times, believing that this time I'm going to do the right things, I'm going to push through the barriers, I'm going to push through the struggles, and I'm going to make it this time. But you know what, I don't know if I'm going to. This time has come and gone, and nothing has changed. There's just so much to be focused on, then the sheer amount of details are overwhelming me. And it's just really hard to find that passion and drive to keep producing work at the rate that I've been doing it. Does that mean that I need to close up shop? I'm not sure, but massive change has to occur for this to work another year. This has led me to the real just insight that I have avoided the truth and the decisions that need to be made out of pure fear. Chris Martin Studios has been the bulk of my professional career. While I've taught part-time the past 5 years and I found great success there, my identity and ego has been firmly entrenched in being a sole business owner, pulling myself up by my bootstraps, as they say. Look at what I've done, says my ego. But, you know, when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm not saying, look at what I've done. I'm just saying, wow, I got to do it again, and I got to do it again. And, you know, that's not what I got in this for, and that's not what any of us get into this for. We get into it because we love what we do. I love what I do, but I think it's time to let it die and let it be something else that it needs to be. And, you know, it's sad to admit that because I have to put myself in a position where, you know, the people that have been there all along the way, am I letting them down? Am I letting myself down? These are really tough things to work through, and I'm kind of working through it in a very public forum right now, and it's actually really helpful. Why am I sharing this with you? Why am I spending time out of your day and my day to share these deep concerns? Well, the first reason why is that the struggle is real. When we listen to gurus saying, just push harder, sometimes you can't push any harder. And so I want to share my side of that struggle, my side of what I'm going through, because I want to share my experiences, both good and bad, so others can hopefully learn from where I fell down and where I succeeded. I share a lot about what I learn and share a lot, and I put a hopeful spin, but I don't have a lot of hope to share today, just pure reality. And I hope that's okay, because, you know, we need to be honest with each other, especially when things aren't working. Because talking about this actually connects me to my emotions and what I learned from sharing this in my newsletter. People care, and it's connecting me to them, and it helps me process what I've been through and what I'm going through. And the fourth reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I need encouragement, and I need accountability, and I need help. And that's something that I've been avoiding saying for a very long time. I've pushed hard thinking and knowing that I can do this myself, but it's to the point where I just can't do it by myself anymore. Whether that means that I close down and get a job, or, you know, find a way to get help for what I'm doing, I need help. So what does 2018 look like? I have not a clue. All I know is that I have commitments that need to be wrapped up, but then it's time to see what else is out there. I turned 39, and so this is the last year of my 30s, and I can't keep living like this, where feast or famine is just keeping me from living a life that's sustainable and stable. And so as 2017 comes to a close, thank you so much for listening to Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for all of your comments and your encouragement. And I just thank you for allowing me to share just really deep concerns with the realities of running a business as a solopreneur, as someone who puts their heart and soul into everything that they do. And I hope that as you push forward in your career, as you push forward into 2018, that you will learn from the places that I fell down, and that we can help keep each other standing tall and moving forward. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast this year. It means so much to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Got a few moments to let me know what you think of the show? Head to Getting Work to Work on iTunes, click ratings and reviews, and either click the number of stars to rate the show, or you can write a review. Thank you so much. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.